It has been raining nonstop, it seems like, for days and days and days, as Sheriff Troy Dunn is joining us right now.
With water wings on.
With water wings on, yeah. Man, let's you stay dry when you're coming in. I don't know if it's, you look dry anyway. Yeah. I don't know if you're wearing a raincoat, but it may have stopped here temporarily. You know, we've been talking we've been keeping track with our local police department, Chief Monty Nelson. I think you've met him.
Mm-hmm.
About the storms and the floods and everything. It looks like the floods are just going to be
hopefully minor,
but yeah. Storms. Last time we talked to you, we had that terrible storm afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect you to explain what's up with the weather, but as far as your department, has that been keeping you busy?
It has been, especially in the area of emergency management has been very busy, and Jennifer Howard Schmitz has been working very long days. We're still trying to get volunteers together to help clean up for people that can't do it themselves because of whether accessibility issues or whatever, but we still have people that need help, and so we're trying to coordinate volunteers to help some of those people out throughout the county that were affected. And again, that number right now as of yesterday was 387 homes affected and 40 commercial or agricultural buildings affected in the storm. And that's, I can say, I think it's around 15 or 16 that were completely destroyed.
Wow.
So, so people continue to be displaced and working to clean up. And, it doesn't take much. You can drive. If you drive from the north end of the county to the south end of the county, you're going to drive through an area that was affected by that storm. And just, driving up on Cannon City Boulevard and Highway 3, you can still see the remnants with the trees that are gone and cracked off, 30, 40 feet in the air, and buildings still down, barns down, those kind of things. So, but again, Jeff, the big thing here is nobody was killed or injured. And that's, I think, because people heeded the warnings of the sirens. The sirens went off early before the storms hit, maybe a little, kind of close in Morristown. I think there was about a 8 to 10 minute window from the time they went off till the time the storm hit. And I've talked to a lot of people that said, well, I heard the sirens go off or my phone went off, and I'm like, it doesn't look that bad. And they said within, a matter of minutes, it changed, and it came quickly and it came through fast, but it left a lot of disaster behind.
Yeah, you mentioned one thing that is going to be an ongoing problem, and that mm-hmm. is there's a lot of cracked trees
yes.
out there, and trees that are leaning up against other trees that, mm-hmm. The next storm, some of those things may come down. People ought to be aware of that.
Well, it's funny you brought that up, because yesterday morning I was driving around Roberts Lake about 7:15, and as I'm coming around, I see this branch or limb fall from the tree onto County Road 11 in front of me. And, it's probably, 40, 50 yards ahead of me, fortunately. But if it had hit my vehicle, it had cracked the windshield minimally, or, dented the roof or something. It was, rather big. And so, and there wasn't a lot of wind yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So you just never know. And so I'm also telling people that if you've got some of those trees, I know the tree companies are really busy, but if you can get on the list to get those things taken care of, because you'd hate for that to fall down later and do more damage, especially if you've already cleaned up and fixed things up. And so thank you to everybody for doing the right thing and getting in their basements and getting to safe places. And, if you want to volunteer, please don't hesitate to contact the Rice County Emergency Management, and we'll get you on the list. We'll probably be doing another cleanup, if not this Saturday, the following Saturday, to get people out there that need the help.
Once again, Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn is with us. Sheriff Dunn, as you know, in Rice County, the law enforcement community is very small. There's only a few jurisdictions.
Right.
And one of your counterparts from another jurisdiction, the Dundas Police Department, Gordon Menke, has retired.
Yeah, yeah. So I was saddened that I couldn't be at his little coffee, farewell get-together. So I just wanted to say thank you to Gordy for his years of service here with Dundas. And I know he started out as a patrol officer and worked his way up to chief and worked many years with Gordy as a deputy and then now as a sheriff. And he, I wish him the best in his retirement. So that's where we all want to be someday. After a long career in law enforcement, you want to be able to ride off into the sunset and enjoy things and a little less stress, hopefully, in their life.
Yeah. And the good news is you're still 15, 20 years away from that. So.
Yes. give or take 10 years.
Hey, let's talk about the Drug Task Force.
You know,
they have been involved in some pretty big operations and been very busy over the course of the last month or so.
Yeah. You know, like I think we talked about last time, mm-hmm. We had the largest meth seizure in the state history, and that was just great work on our task force, and they continue to work not only on that case but a number of other cases across our county. And you know, I think with fall coming, we're going to probably kind of do a big roundup here of people that we've been surveilling and that we believe that are, you know, dealing drugs, not only methamphetamine, marijuana, heroin, cocaine, painkillers, and they're doing great things. So yeah, I think you'll continue to see things coming out in the media in the near future of the things that they're doing. And so I just wanted to give a shout out you know, as a law enforcement head, it's a big thing, and drugs affect everybody. Drugs affect our communities, our counties, visitors, and you know, we want to make a difference, and they are truly making a difference. So yeah, just another shout out to our task force agents that don't get all the credit that they need to, and because they do a lot of the undercover work, we can't, you know, bring them out into the public forum and say, hey, thank you guys, this is great. You know, we kind of got to do that behind the scenes, but, you know that just a thank you to the officers and just a letter or a card sometimes to the agencies, and we get that for people that call in and say, hey, I'm seeing this traffic, you know, can you watch it? And then they'll say, geez, I didn't even see anything, and next thing you know, there's a bust going down at the house that we told you about, so thank you for, you know, making a difference. But they didn't even know it was... you know, our guys did such a good job about surveilling the house or whatever. And, you know, we had another big bust in Le Sueur County yesterday, seized a large amount of cocaine, heroin, and things. And, you know, as you know, Le Sueur County came on board with us last year in our task force, so we are making a difference in the region.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you make a major arrest, mm-hmm. like that, you know, and arrest some people, take them off the streets, that there's a void, and
yes.
sooner or later that's going to be filled up, and usually it's more sooner than later. Do you
yeah.
have any idea when, I mean, do these make a difference in the long run? I mean, you keep on doing it, people have to be tired of
yeah.
being arrested.
Well, and that's what we end up hearing from these people that we arrest, and as they go through the court process, you know, people are like, they notice that people are being arrested, and they don't want to go somewhere where there's a lot of heat on, so mm-hmm. to speak. And you know, if that deters it, and it does make a difference, but there's always somebody else that, you know, might not be familiar with the area, and they're running from something else, and all of a sudden, well, let's see how we do here. And you know, a lot of these people we're arresting, they're looking, you know, at some significant prison time because they're dealing in larger amounts and they've done it before. And I think it's going to, you know, obviously catch up to them and put them away for some time. So, the big question is, are we ever going to win that big drug war? Probably not, but we're going to win all of these little battles to make a difference day to day, and, you know, make a difference in our community, and we're going to keep working on it. And, you know, one would love to say that, yeah, we're going to beat this, but, you know, there's with the cartel, and, there's a, you know, a lot of money and a lot of people that think, well, I don't have the time to go to work or go to college or something like that. And they just see this easy, quick money that they can make, and they take that risk. And we need to change that mindset and get people wanting to get back and be good parents, good citizens, and, you know, taxpayers in our community that you know, work alongside us. And I have seen that happen. So,
Sheriff Troy Dunn is our guest today, and we're talking about some of the things that are going on within Rice County. You know, we're getting, theoretically, we might be getting at some point into the season where farmers are going out in the fields for their harvest. Saw a little bit of it a few weeks ago,
yep.
Just getting started. But, boy, it's been put on hold with this nasty stretch that we've had. Hopefully this weekend we'll see some sunshine,
right.
And maybe things will start to dry out. But sooner or later, eventually, farmers have to get out in the field, and
yeah.
And there is always safety to keep in mind.
Yes, that's right. So you're going to see the combines and the tractors and all of the other implements of husbandry going in and out of the field. So again, a good reminder to all of us to proceed carefully around these vehicles. Don't be in a hurry. You know, if you go to pass one of these vehicles and you can collide with another vehicle coming the other way, or if they're turning into the field, that's another crash that we have where they might be turning into a field approach or something like that, and then they tangle with these. And cars are much smaller than these big combines and semis, mm-hmm. and tractors, and we in cars usually don't win. So I just wanted to remind everybody to be careful out there around these vehicles. And farmers, they're going to be, you know, wanting to push it, so remember to get your sleep. You know, we don't want you out on the roadways dozing off at the wheel of a big combine or something like that, too. So be careful out there.
They might have to wait till the freeze.
Yeah. And,
but the good news is that freeze might come this week.
Yeah, I think I did hear it.
We've
possible.
Got snow in the forecast.
Snow, boy. Man. Yeah, so again, it's always nerve-wracking every year when that first snowfall comes, because you have a certain portion of our population that forgets how to do winter driving, and they keep driving at the fast highway speeds, and we have rollovers and crashes and things like that. So, you know, slow down, keep wearing your seat belts, and be cautious out there.
All right. Once again, Sheriff Dunn with us. You mentioned before we went on the air, you wanted to mention that shop with a cop. We're not talking Christmas already, are we?
Well, we're talking shopping with kids that uh-huh. that may need some winter clothing. So we're going to match up with students through the Salvation Army group here. And both in Northfield and Faribault, we'll go at the Target store here in Northfield and Walmart in Faribault, and match up a child with a police officer, deputy sheriff, trooper, conservation officer, and get them some winter clothes, boots, shoes, coats, you know, things for school. And I wish I could remember how many years we've been doing this, but it's always a great time, and it's great for us to connect with kids on a positive thing, because so many times, and a lot of times, many of these kids have been exposed to law enforcement in negative situations, so they're kind of fearful, mm-hmm. You know. So this is a good way to make a connection, and you know, I've shared many stories, and there's one that I had this kid, I think he was 7 or 8 when I had him in shop with a cop, and to this day now he's a senior in high school, and he'll still come up and say hello to me when he sees me in the public and says, hey, thank you. And you know, he's on the right track. He's you know, made it through the tough times, it appears, and that's just great. And he still thanks me for that and says, hey, you want to meet my uncle or meet my you know, aunt or something like that, and it's just really cool to see that. So, but yeah, so that's coming up the 17th here in Northfield and Faribault at the Walmart and at the Target store, and I've got a number of police officers from Northfield, including the chief, coming out for that, and then of course Chief Andy Bolin and some of his staff in Faribault, and then a number of deputies and troopers as well.
All right. Once again, Sheriff Dunn is with us. You recently received a grant, too. I mean, not you personally, but the department.
Yeah. So Rice County TZD was granted $30,000 for enforcement starting October 1st, or excuse me, starting November 1st. And so that's going to be for our enforcement in the areas of DWI, seatbelts, distracted driving, inattentive driving, and that not only goes to the officers throughout the county, but can also pay for extra dispatchers if we do a large saturation. And, you know, we need to continue to make a difference have extra people out there just to work these things. But again, it starts with the drivers out there making good decisions and making sure that they have a plan. If they're going to be drinking, that if they're going to be driving, that they're not, you know, talking on their phone, texting on their phone, putting their makeup on, eating dinner, lunch, whatever else. And, you know, you see so many things, and these crashes are, you know, a majority of these crashes are preventable if people are paying attention and doing the right thing. But we try to do so many things. So yeah, the Department of Public Safety is, granted us $30,000. I think it's $30,005 for next year. So we're really happy with that, and got the approval at yesterday's board meeting to accept that and sign the paperwork. So we'll be seeing that and then starting our waves, different waves coming up here very soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with that. That's a good thing.
Yeah, thank you. Right. And I want to thank all the officers that do the great job, and also a shout out to our partners such as Kathy Cooper that help us so many times with TZD here, and not only in Rice County, and then our regional people as well. It's awesome to work with them.
All right. Sheriff, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it.
Have a good day, Jeff.
Uh-huh. That is Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.